This is Merseybeat with Pete Price. Hear the fight against crime as it happens. Merseyside Police opening their doors for the first time.
Go.
City Talk 105.9.
I've got to be very honest with you. I'm a little bit scared. We're doing about 95 miles an hour in a built-up area, but we've got to go to this case.
We deal now with in excess of 60 bodies a year brought out of water. I think everyone deals with death differently, certainly in the police and certainly in this department, where it's a weekly occurrence that we'll be dealing with dead bodies. I think, and speaking for myself and I think for most of my colleagues, the more difficult ones to deal with are in fact the children. And we have a number of instances, sadly, each year where we recover children from water.
We're on the motorway now, and there's a car in front, and he is speeding. And I mean speeding. How fast are you going?
We're just covered just under 100 miles an hour now.
We deal with the kids every day. Antisocial behaviour is obviously a big problem for people. It's the first thing that they want to call the police about, isn't it? We try and tackle it from a number of perspectives. I mean, obviously, if you've got a repeat offender who's a major problem, then we'll be looking at maybe getting an antisocial behaviour order on him. That might slow him down, make him think a little more before he actually starts committing antisocial acts. But other kids, sometimes it's just a quiet word in their ear or speak to their parents, that helps out.
So you have a suspect. Now, you've got a gun and you've got a taser. When do you make the decision? What is the decision to use either of those two?
That obviously depends on the situation that we can see in front of us, what information we've got, what intelligence we have on this particular person. If they're armed with a firearm and you can see the firearm, then perhaps the taser's not the best option to use. If they're armed with a knife, at the end of the day, if we have to deploy any of the tools that we've got in our toolbox, we want to do so causing the least amount of injury to the subject as possible.
He's getting very vocal in the back now.
Yeah, well, he, as I say, before on the street, he went from being compliant, then becoming verbally aggressive, and then back to compliant, so he does seem to be going along that spectrum.
You don't know what to expect when you get there. The majority of the calls that you go to are absolutely fine and there's no problems, but obviously there's that percentage that aren't, and you do get into difficult situations and you have to call on your colleagues for help, and sometimes you do get hurt.
As we're speaking, a lady is now actually giving a call. This is amazing, because the woman has just given a license number of some people that are beating somebody up. So Noel is actually speaking to the lady.
Does anyone else know the name of the road that it's on? Is it the one by...
This is amazing. Noel is actually dealing with a situation right now with this lady. Oh. They're leathering a guy. It's coming in. He's now getting more and more details. My heart is sort of going 10 to dozen. So if this is what it's all about, I don't know how they actually cope with it.
The young lady involved has admitted to me after cautioning that she was using the mobile phone while she was driving. She says she's very sorry, but obviously it is a moving traffic offence, which is endorsable. We have had people killed because individuals have been using the mobile phone, and, you know, we are trying to discourage this use. And I know sometimes people say, oh, you're being a bit harsh, but at the end of the day, will 3 points be more effective than prosecuting someone? And also, you shouldn't effectively break the law.
This guy was released from prison this morning on tag. He's gone out drinking, run into a store and started causing damage by pulling over various stands within the premises. And then he's attempted to leave, where he's being detained, and become slightly balanced with the staff. Then moments later we arrived.
He's after, simple as that?
Yeah, as simple as that. And he was released from prison this morning on tag.
Wow. What will happen to him? Well, if he's on tag, that's automatically trouble, isn't it?
Well, he should be going back to prison.
How scary is that, though? He's just come out of prison on tag, and yet he can't behave himself. What is the Matrix? A simple question. What is the Matrix?
The Matrix team exists within Merseyside Police to target gun and gang crime.
that is its whole reason for being.
If a child, say, a six-year-old child goes missing at night, the first thing they call is the aircraft. We had an incident last week where a child was in a car and somebody stole a car, a six-year-old child in the back. I think it was in Broad Green. The aircraft went up immediately. It was there within 5 minutes. And in a very short period of time, they located the car and the girl nearby, got ground resources to her, and she's reunited with her parents. And we got a lovely card here, really, really expressing a relief that we found the car and the girl.
I suppose that, I hope they recognise that we are working very, very hard to protect the communities of Merseyside. And every time we have a serious incident, I suppose a little part of me dies, really, because I want to reduce crime and disorder as much as possible on Merseyside. But my plea from this interview is that I can only do that, we can only do that with the help of the public, because they are the people we serve, but sometimes we need them to help us.
This is Merseybeat with Pete Price. Hear the fight against crime as it happens. Merseyside Police opening their doors for the first time.
Go, go.
City Talk 105.9.